This is David Zemach Burson, and I'm going to lead you in a short lesson which will use slow, gentle movements to lead you into a state of deep relaxation and calm. Please lie on your back and take a moment to observe your contact with the floor, the contact of your spine, your left shoulder blade, your right shoulder blade, and just breathe easily, not breathing in a self-conscious way. It can even be a shallow breathing. If you would like, you can bend your knees, stand your feet, place your feet about shoulder width apart, or maybe a tiny bit more, and the heels of your feet are directly beneath your knees. Or you can leave your legs straight. Either way is fine. Now, stretch out your right arm in line with your right shoulder, meaning that your arm is perpendicular to your torso, and with the palm facing the ceiling, and bend your elbow so that your lower arm is perpendicular to the ceiling and to the floor. In this way, your upper arm and your lower arm are making the shape of a letter L. And just let your right hand hang, droop, and now very slowly raise your hand a little bit so that your fingers go toward the ceiling, just a little bit, softly, and then you allow your right hand to drop, to hang again, and when the right hand goes toward that hanging position, you close your hand a little bit, not completely, not like in a fist, but maybe the thumb and the fingers begin to touch each other just gently, softly. And then you again, like a flower opening, you open your hand, but not completely and not with a stiffness or a stretch. And then again, you let your hand fall, and your fingers come together, and you can feel that your thumb comes to touch the pads of your fingers, and then slowly you open your hand. What we can call opening, though it's not a complete opening, the hand is soft the whole time, and then you let your hand fall, just doing what's easy and very slowly. And simply, slowly, keeping the lower arm vertical to the ceiling, your wrist bends when your hand closes, and then your wrist extends a little as you go towards opening that's not really opening your hand. And when you open your hand, your palm is facing the wall below you, below your feet. And then when the hand closes, without completely closing, just that gesture of closing, your palm is covered by your fingers. And then slowly, see if inhaling as you open your hand and exhaling as you close your hand helps the movement to feel a little easier, a little lighter, but again in a simple way, just what's comfortable to you, just what's simple for you. There's no correct way or incorrect way. And notice, are your eyes watching that opening that's not really an opening and that closing that's not a complete closing of your right hand? Now stop for a moment and put your right arm down so it's lying on the floor. You can have your arms resting however you want. And just observe if you feel a difference in your sensation of your right hand compared to your left. And if your right shoulder blade is lying on the floor somehow differently than your left shoulder blade. Let's start again with your right hand. You can have the knees bent, your feet shoulder width apart. Stretch out your right arm in line with your right shoulder. Your arm is perpendicular to your torso. And bend your elbow so that your lower arm is vertical or perpendicular to the floor. In this way, your upper arm and your lower arm are making the shape of a letter L. And begin that movement again, that simple, soft, unhurried movement of your right hand. And now slowly, as your hand closes that little bit, turn your head and eyes to the right. And as your hand opens that little bit, you turn your head and eyes back to the middle. So just slowly you turn your head and eyes to the right as your right hand closes that little bit, and then you turn your head towards the middle as you open your hand. You just do what's comfortable for you. Feel if you turn your head to the right when you open your hand, see if that feels different. In other words, if the sensation in your neck or your hand is different if you change the turning of the head so that you turn your head to the right when your hand opens rather than closes. In an interesting way, your hands, through your brain, are connected to your entire body. In other words, it's not just hand-eye coordination, but your whole self moves in relationship to your hands. So you feel, is it easier to turn your head towards your closing hand or towards your right hand opening? And if it feels that they're equal or the same, that's fine. All right, rest your right arm on the floor again and just observe if your perception of your right hand and your right arm is somehow different from your perception of your left hand. And now bring up your left arm so that your left arm is perpendicular to your torso, and then raise your hand toward the ceiling so that your lower arm is vertical or perpendicular to the floor, making the shape of a letter L. And very slowly begin this movement with your left hand, just slowly. You see that softness that is in your right hand developed over the few minutes of doing the movement. Now you can feel there's a difference in the feeling of that little bit of closing and that little bit of opening of your left hand. You'll see that in only a few minutes, your left hand will also have that softness because you're doing the movement with an attitude of softness, with an attitude of gentleness and kindness towards yourself. There's no rush, there's no hurry, and you just feel as you do that little bit of opening and that little bit of closing, where inside of yourself you can reduce the effort, you can reduce the muscular work to open and close the hand. Maybe you can relax something in your jaw, your eyes, maybe your tongue. You'll be surprised that wherever you put your attention, there's some little bit of effort that's not necessary for opening and closing the hand. All right. Rest for a moment with your left hand on the floor. Bring your left arm back, meaning that your upper arm is perpendicular to your torso and your lower arm is vertical toward the ceiling, making the shape of a letter L. And now slowly begin as you open your hand to inhale and as you close your hand to exhale. It's not required that we breathe in this kind of coordinated way. But you'll find that there's something about doing it now that is especially soothing to your nervous system. It's almost as if your inhaling is opening your hand and your exhalation is allowing your hand to droop or hang and the fingers to come close together. Of course, it's as if you were going to make a fist, but it's only half of the closing of your hand. Just enough that your thumb and the pads of your fingers come to touch one another softly, and then you open, and you can feel when you open how your fingers separate from one another. But still, your fingers, your palms stay relaxed and soft. And now begin to turn your head to look at your hand. You don't need to have your eyes open, but to look toward your hand as you close the hand. And then as you open your hand, you turn your head back to the middle. You close your hand softly, easily, just what's comfortable. Exhaling as your hand closes, inhaling as your hand opens, and turning your head as if you wanted to see. You don't need to see, and maybe the movement of your head is only an inch. But it's the intention to turn your head towards your hand as it closes. See if you can relax your mouth, your throat. And now please slowly lower your left arm and just observe if something has changed in the contact with the floor of your left shoulder, left hand. Something has changed in the left side of your face. And now bring both arms to this position that we've been working with, where both elbows are perpendicular to your torso. And your lower arm is vertical toward the ceiling. And now slowly, together, open and close your hands in this innocuous, simple way. These movements of the hand communicate with your brain in a potent way. And now slowly begin to alternate. In other words, that one hand opens as the other hand is closing, and one hand opens as the other one is closing. Just slowly remaining mindful, still feeling where you can reduce the effort. And now as you do that, as you alternate that one hand closes and the other hand opens and vice versa. Slowly turn your head and eyes as if you wanted to see the hand that's closing. Close the right hand and you turn your head gently a little bit to the right. And then as the right hand begins to open, you turn your head toward your left hand, which is closing. Just simply, the turning of your head is guided by your intention to see. You can do this with your eyes closed. The eyes are still moving to the right slowly and to the left slowly. And of course, this kind of coordination between the movement of the hands and the eyes is something that we learn very early in life. You can return to these earlier, more primitive patterns as a way to calm your nervous system. All right. Please rest. Bring your arms down, either lying on your abdomen or lying on the floor. Observe that movement of your breathing from your lower abdomen and just notice if something is different. Is your breathing a little deeper, a little simpler? And now please bend your knees, slowly roll to your side, and slowly come to sitting, and slowly come to standing, and just observe yourself in standing. If something feels different in your shoulders, in your arms, there's something that feels calmer, more pleasant, easier. See if you can relax your lower abdomen as you stand. Thank you very much. And until next time, bye-bye.